Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Rural Oklahomans are no strangers to tough times. We pull together and overcome, and we must do it again.
Because COVID-19 doesn't stop where the pavement turns to gravel.
It is spreading throughout our rural communities and down our local main streets.
For your family, our economy, and our children, help us stop the spread.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, and watch your distance.
Smart shoppers will tell you they found it on HiBid.com. HiBid.com lets you explore thousands of auctions across the U.S. and around the world. You'll find gold coins, sporting goods, classic cars, collectible toys, fine jewelry, household items, and sports memorabilia autographed by the greats. HiBid.com has hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. It's easy to search and it's easy to find auctions in your area. Just go to HiBid.com, that's HIBID.com, and see what everyone's talking about.
Well, cash cattle interest is likely to be extremely limited here today, but packer interest is expected to improve significantly as the day continues. At this point, asking prices and bids remain undeveloped, but due to Christmas on Friday and Thursday Christmas Eve, both sides appear to want to finish business by late Wednesday or at least Thursday morning. It is uncertain just how many cattle will sell during the week. Firm gains in boxed beef values seen yesterday is creating renewed underlying support through the entire cattle complex, although limited product movement and trade volume is likely to limit significant directional shifts ahead of the holidays, but the ability to bring buyers back into the market over the next couple of weeks and move choice and select cuts away from recent lows could spark renewed underlying interest through the entire cattle complex. Futures trades expected mixed and limited trade activity, with traders focusing on the late-day rally in feeder cattle futures as the platform to stimulate follow-through price movement this morning. Now, on the grains, weaker trade across the three wheat exchanges overnight, with Kansas City wheat contracts leading Chicago and Minneapolis lower. After trading as much as 15 cents lower at one point on Monday, wheat contracts found their footing as the soy complex rally exploded, allowing solid gains by settlement. Steady to slightly lower corn prices overnight following the incredibly volatile session yesterday. Encouragingly, after March, corn made a new contract high, then proceeded to sell off sharply. All the losses were recouped by the close. Mixed to weaker trade overnight in the soy complex, with soybeans and meal lower, while soybean oil holds gains of about 0.5%. At one point in the evening session, soybeans were up as much as 9 cents per bushel, but those have been completely relinquished as of this morning. And we're going to check all the futures when we come back in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
February live cattle down 20 cents yesterday, 114.65. April up 5, 118.70. The June up 5 cents at 114.12. January feeder cattle up 17 cents, 140.62. March up 82 cents at 143.12. April's up 85 cents at 144.75. February hogs up 12 cents, 65.92. April is up 7 cents at $70. And May up 22 cents yesterday, 74.80. Kansas City wheat, March up 5 and a quarter, 574 and a half. May was up 4 3/4 at 578 and a quarter. The Chicago wheat, March up 3 cents, 611 and a quarter. May was up 3 cents at 612 and a quarter. March corn up 2.5 cents, 440. May up 2 3/4 cents at 442. January soybeans up 23 1/4, 1243 1/4. March up 23 1/2, 1247 1/2. And March cotton down 240 at 7476.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.